Welcome back to Mortgagenomics Canada. I'm your host, Marco Gello. I'm a duly licensed mortgage broker in British Columbia and Alberta, born and raised in Calgary, currently living in North Vancouver. If you're from either of these provinces and require any mortgage-related services, please do not hesitate to contact me. Call or text me right now at 604-800-9593. 604-800-9593. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. Today I'm going to talk about Vancouver real estate, how basement suites can make or break your mortgage approval. Let's begin. Qualifying for a mortgage in Vancouver, one of the most exorbitant real estate markets in the world, continues to be an ongoing challenge for aspiring homeowners. With prices soaring sky high and ongoing stringent lending criteria, many find themselves hitting a wall in their pursuit of a single-family dwelling. However, there exists a game-changing secret that is often overlooked: leveraging the qualifying income potential of a basement suite, a hidden gem that can significantly boost your mortgage pre-approval amount. Regardless of whether you intend on leasing out your basement suite or not, it's important to know that simply having one within your property can significantly increase your eligible mortgage amount. You can use the market rental income it could generate as eligible qualifying income. Over the years, I've encountered countless applications where applicants were underqualified because the market rental income of a basement suite was not accounted for. In some instances, the variance was as high as 20% between a pre-qualified mortgage using basement suite income and one without the extra added rental income boost. So, what is it about the basement rental suite that packs such a powerful punch? Here are the three key points that make this qualification booster so valuable. Dollar for dollar rental to qualifying income ratio. This means that every dollar you generate in rental income can equally translate to $1 of qualifying income for the mortgage. Just this alone is enough to put many applicants in the black when it comes to mortgage qualification. For example, with a combined annual family income of $240,000, you would qualify for a mortgage of $1.5 million. So with a 20% down payment, your purchase price would max out at about $1.8, $1.9 million. On the other hand, if your current mortgage provider shortchanged your qualification by not including the rental suite income, you would qualify for a mortgage of approximately $1.3 million, thereby reducing your purchasing power to a price of about $1.6 million. That's about a 15-16% variance. So be sure to ask your mortgage broker or whoever prepared your pre-approval if rental suite income is included in your mortgage pre-qualification, as it's definitely a game-changer item. I hope you're getting some value out of today's talk. The whole idea is to dedicate an entire episode to one specific topic. So if it's something else you are looking to learn about, simply scroll through my past episodes and skim the titles for the particular topic you are looking for. And if you can't find what you're looking for, then send me a text and I'll be sure to talk about it in the following episode. Call or text me anytime at 604-800-9593 or find me at homefinancingsolutions.ca. One application, one credit check, and access to Canada's top lenders. And now, back to the episode. Okay, moving on to point number two here, determining the qualifying rental income. This is a moving target and can change significantly from one property to another. From the onset of your mortgage pre-qualification, your mortgage provider may use an arbitrary estimate for monthly rental income, but feel free to also do your own research and provide more precise values to your mortgage broker. This will make your mortgage pre-qualification just even more, that much more accurate and reliable. The market rental value will ultimately be confirmed once you have narrowed down a property and are in the financing condition stage of the offer acceptance process. At this time, the lender will request an appraisal and the market valuation will be included in the appraisal report. Alternatively, if there is a tenant already in place at the time of the purchase that you will retain, you will be able to use the existing lease agreement as your qualifying rental income. And finally, my last point here, tax benefits. Not only will the rental income contribute to your mortgage payment, but it will also create some tax advantages associated with the rental suite. Inquire with an accountant to explore any potential tax benefits associated with renting out a basement suite. Okay, that's all I got for today. Call or text me anytime if you have any mortgage questions at all, especially if you're in British Columbia or Alberta, as I'm licensed to service these specific provinces. And especially if you are from Vancouver or Calgary, as I'm very familiar with these markets. And of course, I welcome calls and emails from all over Canada and the entire world. For those that are in the process of or have recently relocated or immigrated to Canada from elsewhere, or for those Canadians who are in the process of moving from one province to another, as I specialize in interprovincial relocations and new to Canada mortgage applications. And of course, I do every other mortgage qualification scenario you can imagine. Call or text me at 604-800-9593, or you can get me on WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, or just go ahead and link up to my website, homefinancingsolutions.ca, where you'll find my complete How Do I Qualify catalog, complete with virtually every qualification guideline relevant to the Canadian mortgage landscape. Thank you again for tuning into Mortgagenomics Canada. Stay well, everyone. Talk again soon.